Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Andrew Sota, the vice chairman of the South African Arms and Ammunition Dealers Association. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon, Gary. How are you?
I am very, very well, but cold and otherwise in the studio very warm. Yourself?
No complaints at all, thanks.
So, Andrew, firstly, thank you for making time to chat to us. And obviously, this afternoon, we're talking around firearm ownership. And the question I'd like to pose to you, Andrew, is really, in essence, what has spiked the ownership of firearms by women? And it's if you look at the firearm applications, and there's so many women that have been applying for firearm licenses, and you know, hence the question, why? What has brought this on?
Well, I think it's long overdue, Gary. You know, in the traditional society, 30, 40 years back, the men protected the woman. With the growing independence of women and the realization that many of them have no option but to protect themselves, it's also a factor that women are far more involved in shooting nowadays than they ever were previously. And there's some very competent female shooters out there in all disciplines.
Right.
You know, you look at Clay Target Shooting Association, Sarah Tillell. She's the chairperson of the association. Nadine Pryor, until she retired, was chairman of the Dealers Association for a number of years, and she was very competent at it. I think it goes with the whole equalizing of roles.
This is more sports shooting, I take it, Andrew. So I'm just looking at an article here. It says a firearm dealer based in Randburg and says her store has seen firearm purchases by women triple over the past few years. I mean, this, I take it, it's not just for sports shooting, but I should imagine for self-defense purposes?
Correct. It's often self-defense that is the motivating factor in applying for license at the first place. And the woman then, sorry, just let me go back a step.
Okay.
I don't believe a person should own a firearm unless they're competent.
Absolutely.
And they need to use it and become familiar with it. And that, no matter who the purchaser might be, and there are a lot more women who purchase a firearm for self-defense and discover that there's a whole new sport out there as well. And they get involved in a level that they never had previously.
Right.
You know, obviously the gender-based violence enters into the equation as well. And the... quite frankly, a firearm's an equalizer. You know, a male may have superior strength, but if there is an abusive relationship, it's one way of equaling the odds.
That's an interesting comment. One way of the odds to equal the odds. My previous interview, he said a firearm is just a tool, and it's just a tool, and in essence, it's what you do with the tool. Do you agree with that?
I don't believe it's just a tool. It's used by many as a tool, the security industry, for example, and the motivation might be to acquire it for defense. But as I say, there are a lot of people who realize it's more than just a tool and get into the sport of shooting.
No, I think what he was referring to as just a tool, in other words, it doesn't do anything by itself. You know, it's the person behind the firearm.
Yeah.
So it's like a hammer. Yeah, you've got to strike with a hammer for it to, you know, for there to be any action. Yeah.
Correct. And, you know, it is traditionally a male pastime. But the whole nature of that firearms ownership is changing. We see more and more women coming into the trade and purchasing for their own use.
Right.
And I think it's just long overdue.
I think so, and I agree. It's just sad that obviously it's through the increase in crime that sort of sparked this dramatic increase for people to go and buy firearms, you know, the need to obviously protect yourself. And I mean, but the last question perhaps, Andrew, I can just pose to you is, in general, though, are firearm application, are the licenses, are you seeing a rapid increase at the moment?
I wouldn't say a rapid increase, but
is there a steady increase? Yeah.
There is an increase in the number of defense-type handguns being purchased, no question about it. And, you know, the trade doesn't keep stats on male versus female.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking to dealers, they've certainly seen an increase in the number of women purchasing. There's no question about it.
It's interesting because, yeah, I can see the press articles around that. And particularly, I mean, they're saying it's tripled over the past few years. So it's actually very interesting that. And I suppose for anyone buying a gun, as long as you're competent and you go through the process and you know what you're doing with it, it's fine. So I think, Andrew, thank you so much for your input. And we do appreciate it. And Andrew Suter, the Fires Chairman of the South African Arms and Ammunition Dealers Association. Thank you and have a good evening.